This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's get a preview of The Guardian this week, which you can hear Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. And of course, it features readings from the pages of The Guardian newspaper. Dawn Dickinson is the producer of the program, and she joins us now with a bit more about a few of this week's articles. Hey, good morning, Dawn.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. So let's start in Honduras, where the Honduran president manipulated his Facebook post's popularity. The campaign was uncovered in August 2018, but Facebook dragged its feet for years before taking the campaign down. So, Dawn, what online techniques are used to deceive people?
You know, when I read this story, I couldn't believe the amount of stuff that is on Facebook that is deceptive, that we just don't know about. In particular, this thing called astroturfing. It's the digital equipment, a digital equivalent of a bust-in crowd. It was one of the things that was used in the campaign of this particular gentleman. And that's where they manipulate it so that it seems to be crowds and crowds and crowds and crowds. It's what basically Trump said there was going on that wasn't going on,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It has a number of things that they do also with posts. They have fake likes, of course, which is an obvious one, and thousands of inauthentic Facebook pages, profiles for businesses, organizations, and public figures that have been set up to look like Facebook user accounts. So all of this obviously is deceptive to make people who are viewing the page think that Hernandez is more popular, much more popular than he actually is.
So how were President Fernandez's fraudulent posts discovered?
Well, the campaign was uncovered in August of 2018 by a Facebook data scientist. I didn't even know that that position existed in the world.
Wait, Dawn, when we went to university, they didn't train us for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Sophie Zhang, whose job involves combating fake engagements, comments, shares, likes, and reactions from inauthentic or compromised accounts. She began investigating Hernandez's page because he was the beneficiary of, now get this, 90% of all the known fake engagements received by civic or political pages in Honduras.
Mm.
Over 1 6-week period in 2018, for example, his particular page posted likes from 59,000 users, of which 46,500 were fake.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot. Dawn, what reason did Facebook give for not dealing with the deception?
Well, it was kind of fudgy to be honest, Dave. Despite the campaign to boost Hernandez on Facebook repeatedly returned, and Facebook showed little appetite for policing the recidivism. Guy Rosen, Facebook's vice president of integrity, referred to the return of the Honduras campaign as a bummer. Aww, in an internal discussion in December, but emphasized that the company needed to prioritize their efforts in such areas as Europe and also with Russia and Iran. Now, I can understand that. I mean, you know, like Russia and Iran and in Europe, those are big, big players. But, you know, these poor people that are being inflicted with this Honduran president, I mean, you know, they deserve some attention too,
For sure, for sure. Dawn, let's go from Central America back into the UK, where a shortage of purpose-built retirement homes is causing a problem. A report published last year found that just 7,000 new homes designed for older people are built each year. So a French developer has launched an ambitious plan to add retirement homes to city centers. So Dawn, tell us a bit about this plan and the type of housing specifically.
Well, a property developer owned by a French investment management group has announced that they're going to put in £2 billion to build 5,000 retirement homes across 40 urban sites in the UK over the next decade. As towns and city centres are being reshaped as a result of the changes to UK high streets, well, main streets that they refer to as high streets, accelerated, of course, by the pandemic, right? They're going to actually take these areas that are being no longer use the retail and whatnot, and they're going to tear down these particular non-used areas for $110 million retirement community of 196 one- and two-bedroom apartments in Surrey on the site of areas that are, as I said before, no longer being used.
How does this project differ from a traditional retirement village?
Well, the sites are being developed in response to rising demand, of course, because, of, as we know, all around the world, the boomers are booming, right? And in response to demand from people over 65 years of age. And, of course, these people are downsizing from their family homes, and they're keen. Now, this is the main point of this story, is they're keen to live in close to towns and city centers. So in the community, not necessarily the outskirts, right? So construction will start on these sites in the summer, and the homes are expected to be put up for sale and rental off of plans, of course, towards the end of next year.
So, Dawn, just before I let you go, I always talk about how much I enjoy you as a coworker. And even when we don't share the same office space, you still help me out almost every single day. Today on air, I'm wearing a new maroon sport coat, which I really enjoyed. And I was looking forward to putting on the air. And there were like a million tags on these things, and I could not find a pair of scissors anywhere in the office. And I finally said, you know what? I bet you somewhere near Dawn's desk, there's a pair of scissors. And what did I find, Dawn? A set of scissors.
I'm old school, Dave. I've got a stapler, scissors, scotch tape, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, ready for anything. So, Dawn, you're always good to bail me out in any circumstance. So I thank you, even remotely. You're such an awesome person to have as a desk mate.
You're welcome.
That's Dawn Dickinson. She's the producer of our reading program, The Guardian, this week, which airs Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. Saturdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.